This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 19, written by John Couperus. Open our eyes. From 2 Kings 6. Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see." He looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Elisha's servant was looking, but not seeing. He saw the army of Aram surrounding their town, but he did not see the host of angels protecting God's people. He was walking in spiritual blindness. We could be the same way. We might see only disappointments or discouragements or enemies all around. We might fear the stranger, complain about the lazy, and point fingers at those who disagree. We might fear that this world is lost to the devil, and we are the ones who suffer. We might be baited with putting God aside so that we can earn our fortune and have fun, only to experience everlasting loss. Elisha's prayer is a great way to address our blindness to God's rule. We can pray, "Open our eyes, Lord, that we may see." When our eyes are opened, we see sin as sin and the lust of the flesh as rebellion against God. And we see that Jesus has already won the victory. Christ already rules in heaven. This world is all in His hands. Have no fear, for we know that God wins. When the Lord opened the servant's eyes, he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. These heavenly hosts were surrounding and protecting them. The servant's fear melted away. If God is on our side, who can stand against us? Will you pray with me? Lord, open our eyes so that we can see you are on our side. Help us to live fearless lives in a hostile world with your protection. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.